And they're off for another Get270 2020 Unicorn Raffle. Your $20 ticket gives you not one, but two chances to win from our lineup of 20 Woodford Reserve treasures, including the grand prize, the rarest unicorn yet, the Woodford Reserve Kentucky Derby 150 Baccarat Edition. Only 150 bottles were made and is just like the one the Derby-winning owner receives. Quit horsing around and get your $20 tickets now at Give270.org. Charitable gaming license ORG 0002703.
Hey everyone, we're back with another Whiskey Quickie, and today we're taking a look at another highly anticipated release every single year, which is the Four Roses Limited Edition Small Batch. This is the 2021 release.
I love these. They're always like home runs, usually.
I know, and they have, what was it, last year they had some crazy age ranges to them. Sometimes they have
like 26, 27
years old. 23 years, yeah, up to that. So it's pretty crazy. But I'll give you some of the details on this one, because the details I'm going to tell you on here is not what you're going to find on A, the sample bottle, or B, in the press releases or anything like that. So I got this from an actual press conference we got to have with Brent Elliott and some other people from Four Roses and be able to kind of talk about this one. So it's got four different mash bills in it, and I'll give you the breakdown of percentages too. So it's got a 16-year-old OBSV that makes up 13% of the mash bill, a 14-year-old OBSQ, which is only 6% of the mash bill, a 12-year-old OESK, which is one of my favorites, 23%, and a 16-year-old OESV at 58%. But they did say that this is a long time since the Q strain has actually been in a limited edition release. This is being bottled at barrel proof, which is 114.2 proof, non-chill filtered. There will be about 14,500 bottles that will go out across the nation around late September for a retail price of $150.
So there's 14,000 bottles. Real quick, do the math on how much Q is in there. I'm kidding. 6%.
Yeah, I was like, give me a spreadsheet.
Maybe two barrels?
Yeah, I need a spreadsheet. But the other thing that's unique about this year is that there is no gift shop releases. So if you want a bottle list, you can only get it through an online lottery.
Interesting.
Yeah. So I guess good for them trying to do something different with COVID and not trying to make people crowd around. So
yep.
All right, on to the nose here.
Get some, like, you know, oak flavor, is a little bit of charcoal kind of note on there.
I was about to say, it's a little smoky,
yeah,
in my opinion. Which, this is not a typical flavor note that I get from Four Roses.
Yeah, a little charcoal. Some baking spices there, but mostly the charcoal kind of note stands out to me the most.
I know. I got a weird one. Rubber? Do you get rubber a little bit? Like, I don't know.
Don't get rubber, but I get charcoal.
Okay. I don't know. It's not going to say it's like bad by any means. It's just like something that just kind of really popped in my head.
Yeah.
All right. On to the taste.
So you got that
good sweet oak in there.
Yeah, there's good sweet oak. Some nice like caramel sugar, a little balance, a little baking spice, but the predominant note is that sweet oak, really, that I'm getting through it.
Yeah, that smoke note doesn't really come through on the taste for me either.
No.
I think that it actually got a lot more fruitier in the taste than it did in the nose.
Yeah. It's a little... Just real quick. Almost a little tannicky on the on the bitter on the back end.
A little bit more bitter. Yeah. I think so, too.
Yeah, but it does got some nice little citrus notes in there in the mid-palate. But, yeah.
All right, let's go ahead and rate it. So on the nose, where are you at?
Thumbs up. I like it. It's like,
I kind of like it. I would have gone sideways.
Yeah. But. It's, I like smelling it.
Yeah. All right. You like smelling it.
I know.
All right. On the taste.
Kind of sideways. It's good, but that bitter finish, there's like some tannicky stuff that I'm not loving.
Well, that's the finish. So what do you think about the finish then?
The finish, I'm like sideways, the thumbs down. I don't, like the front mid palate's good, but yeah, the finish is not my favorite.
Yeah, so. I kind of would have gone sideways on the thumb. Maybe thumbs up the taste, because I thought the taste was a lot better than the nose. And then probably getting in sideways on the finish. I think you still think it's great, but...
So where are we at? We're confusing everyone.
Yeah, I know. So it would be all over the place on this one. But maybe this is a polarizing one.
It is. I think it just depends on your palate if you're going to like this one or not.
Yeah, so I guess let us know in the comments what you thought of this year's and see if you align more of Team Ryan or Team Kenny. But that's our review for this year's 2021 Four Roses Limited Edition Small Batch. With that, cheers, everyone.